880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we got a great show today. We got D running the show back there. We got Frank Mello. He's the president of the Miami CCIM, and he's also the go-to guy for me for Little Havana. We're going to talk about Little Havana. Then we've got a real treat. Calling in from Atlanta is going to be Chad Bosa. Chad is the SVP of Fund Investments and Asset Management for the German fund BVT Equity Holdings. We're going to talk about the perception of U.S. commercial real estate in Europe and what the Europeans are looking to do here in the United States. It's going to be awesome. And then the last segment, hey, it's summertime. I'm going to talk all about that. So stick with us. Lots of good Little Havana real estate, lots of good international real estate perspective. And of course, it's always fun when I give you my perspective. So, D, take it away. It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
Hey, everybody. You don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes and the Miami Marlins, and they can be your care team, too. Combining unsurpassed expertise that puts you first, UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments, often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely to schedule your appointment. Visit UHealthSportsMedicine.com today.
It's better to get freed than fried when it comes to business. This is Kevin Gale, publisher and editor of South Florida Business and Wealth, your source for in-depth business coverage. We're more than just a magazine. Check us out at sfbwmag.com.
All right, everybody. You know by now that Warren Henry is our big sponsor and that I buy a lot of cars from them. And when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. The reason I buy mine there, well, that's because I'm part of the Warren Henry family and you should be too. You know, you want to get every advantage that you can, and that's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business.
To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. We're on with the CCIM voice this week. And this week, the CCIM voice is Frank Mello Rodriguez. Frank is the local president of CCIM here in Miami. He's also my go-to guy for things in Little Havana. Frank, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thank you, Jim. Pleasure to be here today.
Yeah, it's good to have you here today, Frank, at least in body. Get your mind in here, too. Now, Frank, you became a CCIM. We first met you at Aztec Group when you were working for the DOT, and we were working on a project that we came in touch with you. My gosh, Frank.
Bo Ashbell.
Yeah, Bo, high five to Bo. He's on his way to Israel right now. But Frank, you went from the DOT, from a guy out in the field at DOT, to being the president of one of Miami's most significant commercial real estate organizations. Why?
Well, you know, I was doing eminent domain at the DOT. I loved it, and it was a great training field. And after 4 or 5 years over there, I pretty much had sucked out everything I could learn from an eminent domain point of view. And then I realized that I really was a business person, and I wanted to be in the brokerage side, which then has led me into the ownership side.
Well, Frank, you're more than just a business person. You're an inspiration to just about anybody who can know your story. I suggest everybody look up Frank's story on LinkedIn. Now, Frank, my pleasure. Frank, you hit it a little bit. You're a broker, but you're also an investor. I know that the market that you farm and work real hard is Little Havana. Little Havana's been in the news today. Why don't you bring us up to date on a little bit of what's been going on in Little Havana and give people your perspective on where opportunities might be?
I think before we talk about a little bit about opportunities, I must say I've been out there for about 9 years, going on 9 years. Unbelievable.
You look pretty young, Frank, for nine, you know.
Thank you. I started when I was nine.
I was going to say.
So a lot's changed in the interest, and I think it's really due to the fact that the city put a lot of emphasis on creating a better living environment.
Oh, it's beautiful there now. It reminds me of early South Beach.
Not quite yet. I mean, there's still events that occur, and there's a lot of groundwork.
Well, that happened in South Beach. It happened in Wynwood. This is what an up-and-coming neighborhood goes through.
Exactly. So right now, it's going through that dramatic change, and it's being infused by, obviously, a lot of hype and a lot of activity. Literally, volume of sales from real estate transactions have folded about four times since the recession period.
Wow.
We've been tracking that. I've always been a guy about fundamentals for our investors and for myself when I'm doing deals. If I can't buy it myself normally, then it's not a deal that, you know, our investors are going to be referred to it.
Well, it seems to me like your investors have become your partners, Frank.
That happens. That happens now and then. You know, we're quite honored to have that occur. And it's a process that happens naturally.
Now, Frank, we last I saw you out in the field, we were at the ULI event at the Ball and Chain. Beautiful event, great facility. The facility Absolutely. And the location are indicative of what's going on in Little Havana.
Yes. So basically, you have a lot going on with the historical side. There's a lot of historical preservation coming along, and there's a new area that's just been designated, and I hope it gets actually expanded. Ball and Chain, you know, Bill Fuller's venue it exemplifies basically what the properties can become, how they can be utilized, how much energy can surround it.
Yeah, high five to Bill Fuller for doing all that, by the way.
Yes, and they're actually. There's actually the Mayor Tomas Regalado right now is also very in favor of the historical preservation and of East Little Havana and the benefits that it brings, because then you get culture, you get a lot of things that get discovered, you know, who was there and why. And listen, I'm seeing now from Chinese to Russians to, I guess we'll start having Cuban tourists from Cuba come to Little Havana to check out everything it is. So having a historical designation out there and having it expanded, I think it's something that's going to take us all really far. So it's all very good.
You know, so Frank, let's talk a little bit about if you were putting your money out in Little Havana, which you are, what would you be looking at? Because things that appeal to me in Little Havana are good commercial locations. I like the historic buildings. I'd like to buy some of the buildings, even after they're designated historic, because I think that they offer incredible values, especially when you look at what happened in South Beach. Where do you see the opportunities in Little Havana?
So I think that the historical designation still, because there's upzoning going on also, so you have the combination of upzoning and the historical, and together they actually can still allow people to build behind or around these properties while preserving part of the asset. So you can have a property go from a one-story or a two-story to a five-story. And truly, incorporating the historical side with new development is phenomenal. And I think that we're going to see a lot of that happening in Little Havana, a lot of new construction.
Great. Dee's got a caller for us.
Oh, wonderful.
Hi. Hi, this is Jim and Frank. You're on with us. Who do we got holding on the line? I couldn't understand Dee when he tried to tell me. Hello? Dee? Well, see, Frank, the caller, is he there? I guess he disappeared. Anyway, so Frank, what's been going on East Little Havana per se, right on the river? What have you been seeing going on there?
Well, right on the river, we have everything there is being picked up. Everything that was dilapidated is being demolished. You got large assemblages starting by the Jose Marti Park, which, by the way, is getting through the CG Miami River venture and the city of Miami. That park's going to be revamped. They're going to pump in about $7 million to Jose Marti Park.
It's a beautiful facility. People don't really realize what you've got on the eastern side of Little Havana and when you cross the river into Miami, how you've got great access to parks, great access to food shopping. It's just an awesome, great place.
Yeah, and basically along the river, the fact that it was cleaned up a few years ago by the Army Corps of Engineers, and now the fact that it's all getting demolished and assembled, and prices are really, really moving anything that's actually on the river. We're going to start seeing very large towers there and access for housing. How affordable will it be? Well, that's to be seen. And obviously the historical is going to help preserve some of the affordable housing on the west side of the river for, you know, inwards. But the river itself should be a place that resembles Brickell on the river.
So I always say the Little Havana is the next Brickell. That was my answer even last summer, and everybody laughed at me. I told Avra. 6 months later, Avra's closing on her first deal over there.
That's right.
So what do you think about commercial, Frank? I love Flagler. I love Southwest A Street. They both have their own feel. What do you think?
Flagler, funny enough, they have the proper designation for heights, already 8 and 12 story.
Right.
It's so extensive because it goes all the way from 5th to 27th on both Flagler and on 8th Street. So there's a lot of area still to be developed, and how, you know, consumer choices on where they want to be and what areas get developed for. And then, you know, we have a lot of owners that are truly entrenched, and they appreciate their assets, and they're not necessarily letting them go anytime quickly so that the assemblages can happen where we can see large towers.
Well, so it sounds to me like we may not see assemblages, which will keep it more in its current state, perhaps. But, Frank, what do you want to say to somebody that's interested in investing in Little Havana? We've got 1 minute left. What's your direct comment on Little Havana to people that are seeking to invest there?
Well, I think, don't get swayed by the hype. And you must look at fundamentals, and because everything goes in cycles. Of course, there is a housing crunch. One thing I can say about Little Havana is that it's in the city of Miami, and the city of Miami is incredibly proactive in ensuring that the slumlords are cleared out. So when you're buying a property, you have to be very detailed and thorough in your due diligence process, because otherwise you will have a lot of surprises cost-wise.
Well, all I got to say is
that will reduce your return.
You're the man.
That's what we do at CCIM.
You're the man, Frank. I'm telling you, when I go and I need something in Little Havana, my go-to person is Frank. I want to thank you personally for being here and being the president of CCIM and bringing the CCIM voice to us. I want to give you one last couple of minutes Talk to me about CCIM and how people get more information.
You know, it's phenomenal. Our group is meeting every single month at Anna Capri, and we are over 150 members. The members are very active. They've been here in your show. Member benefits have increased dramatically, and the CCIM is being elevated every single time by our members. They are doing deals ethically, proactively, and it's a great way to expand your business and to have a network of people that speak the same language, because that's what a CCIM is. And you can always check us out at CCIM.com, and you should get designated, and you should go for the education. And, you know, FIU students actually get they have a huge advantage because there's a fast track program, so they only have to take a couple of courses, do their portfolio, and then they become designated in PIN and join our wonderful club, let's call it.
Club. Heck, it's a great network to make business. It's no club. It's a place where people make money. Frank, thank you so much for coming. Thank you so much for bringing us the CCIM voice every month. It really does help educate our community. You're to be commended on that. We'll be right back after this with Chad Fossa, BVT Investments in Atlanta. We're going to talk about the German perspective on investing in U.S. real estate. Back after this.
Love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer.
All right. I'm a believer, and you know what I believe in? I believe in Warren Henry, the Warren Henry Advantage. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where SocialMedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, SocialMedia305.com is a social relations company.
Be at Marlins Park on Thursday, June 11th, as your Marlins open up a four-game series against the Rockies at 7:10. Take advantage of Seniors Free Ticket Thursdays, presented by Wellmax Medical Centers. All seniors 55 and older can get complimentary tickets or get the Subway $5 ticket offer. Just visit your local South Florida Subway restaurant and pick up your coupon to get a $5 Marlins ticket. And don't miss your Marlins June 11th. Go to Marlins.com to get your tickets today.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child.
It's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station. 880 AM. The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are badder than ever. We have got more Freed on Business. It's a real estate day. We just had the CCIMs on, and now we're going to talk about U.S. real estate investing. We've got my good friend Chad Boss on. He's the SVP of Fund Investments and Asset Management at BVT Equity Holdings, and BVT and their perspective on real estate has been evolving. Chad, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate it. It's good to be here.
Now, Chad, tell us a little bit about BVT and how BVT and their business model has been evolving. That'll kind of set us up for talking about your perspective on the U.S. real estate market.
Sure, no problem. So BVT has been investing in the U.S. and in real estate and other alternative asset classes for over 40 years. And, you know, it's very involved. So it involved from acquiring grocery-anchored centers and when the cap rates were high enough to create a closed-end fund for our German investors. And we were selling those investments to what we would call retail investors or smaller investors.
Moms and pops, basically.
Moms and pops. And then as the recession happened, we had to change our business model. We got hit with a lot of regulations. The AIFM, or Alternative Investment Financial Management regulations, hit us pretty hard. And we started having to really cater our model towards high net worth individuals or family offices. And then also financial institutions have become a player in U.S. real estate.
And so these are European-based families and insurance companies and institutions.
Yeah, most of our clientele is larger industrial families. Maybe they had owned shipyards or other businesses in Germany or elsewhere in Europe and have retired and have family offices designated to seek investments outside their outside Germany.
Okay. And so you've evolved from mom and pop to the big family offices and the big capital deployment institution vehicles. And how's your perspective on U.S. real estate changed from sort of like the grocery anchored and triple class A apartments in, you know, what are you doing now?
Well, Jim, it's a good question because it's become very difficult, as any of your listeners may know, to buy real estate these days at cap rates that make sense for anybody. And I think it's a lot driven by the excess capital that has flooded the market and has been flooding the market. And you've seen that definitely in Miami. But also the low interest rate environment that the Fed has instituted for a long period of time has made investors comfortable with these interest rates and think that they're going to be around for a while. And the cap rates have reflected that. And it's really hindered us in shifting from acquiring assets to development, and we've been in ground-up development, mostly multifamily, since 2004. And you were involved with us early on, in that partnership with an institutional developer, and we did about 11 deals, development deals, all across the country, and that was about $175 million of equity and about $750 million of costs. So. We got into that area very heavily and very quickly.
So what are you seeking to do now? I know that it's tough. I know that you do some other investments, energy, renewable energy, timberland. How's that going?
Yeah, that's interesting. We, you know, I didn't really give a whole spiel about BVT globally, but BVT in Germany has other fund families, and we do renewable energy, life bond funds. We actually have a video game production fund that we used to do, managed futures fund, private equity funds of funds. So we have, you know, we cover the breadth of the alternative asset class. But in the U.S., we have really started focusing on, or we have always focused on U.S. real estate, but we're starting to look at alternative investments in renewable energy as well. So we're looking at solar parks and wind parks as well.
Wow, that's very cool. Now, are those based in the U.S. or are those in Europe? Because I got to believe that you got a different deal flow depending on where you're looking.
Yeah, in Germany, it's, you know, they were the pioneers in the green movement, so to speak, and they have we did our first wind park in the 80s. So that is, you know, we have the knowledge and the technical expertise. We have a few quote unquote doctors that really understand the asset class, and we were trying to transport that over, and we're in the midst of creating a fund for that as well in the U.S. to focus on solar parks here, not so much wind, but we are looking at solar parks here in the U.S.
Wow, that's fascinating. So if there's going to be a solar energy, I guess, farm, you're calling it a park, built, or where are you looking? Are they in Florida? Are there some jurisdictions that are looking to do this? Where are you looking? Where does this happen?
Well, it's, you know, your listeners are probably wondering, you know, how does How do the two relate? How do the two assets relate?
Yeah.
Between real estate
yeah.
and renewable energy? And it's fascinating because every project has a story, just like in real estate. And you have neighborhoods. Well, in this area or in this field, you have, call it Upper Western Texas, where they have built all these, call them grid lines that are feeding into the grid, and it has a lot of sunlight or a lot of wind in that area, and the land is cheap, and you can buy an interconnect or whatever you want to call it, and you can build a farm or a wind park out there. And so you have to look at the not only just the atmospheric, whatever you want to call it, the amount of sunlight or the amount of wind, but
right.
you also have to look if you can buy the land and if you're, you know, the ranch owner or the farm owner would allow you to build that or lease it to you, and it becomes quite complicated.
Wow, well, I certainly know guys that have a lot of Texas land. I introduced you to them back in the day, so so this is great. So we've got the German investment funds. They're looking at for opportunities in America. You're having to seek out different opportunities than just your core real estate. You're looking at alternative energy, and I would call timber actually renewable energy and mm-hmm. a real estate deal. What marketplaces are you looking at from a physical standpoint? And before we go, Dee, how much more time do we have in this segment? Oh, we got 2 more minutes. So let me know, where are you looking today, Chad? Are you looking in commercial real estate? Are you looking in these alternative assets?
I'm primarily focused on the real estate and I'm real estate developments. And I would say I focus on Boston, New York, and D.C. And I'm not like any other institutional investor, but we're looking kind of below the institutional investor. We like the boutique deals. We like the smaller deals that have a story, that have a very granular story to it, that's data supported and research supported. And we really like the neighborhood by neighborhood kind of analysis you have to do for these markets, and they're easily recognizable by German investors. So that's another requirement that I have to go by as well.
Well, you know, can you stick with us for just a little bit? Because I'd really love to hear what you have to say about those core markets up in the Northeast.
Sure, no problem. I'll stay on. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you so much. Okay, we'll be right back after this short break. We've got Chad Baza. He's the head of investments for BVT, the big German investment capital deployment vehicle. We'll be right back after this. Dee, take it away. It's your part of the show. All right. School is out. That's why I can drive on the road. We'll talk a little bit about more summer things in the fourth quarter of the show when I'm going to do my riff on summertime. But hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Do you want to connect to the top business leaders in South Florida? Hi, it's Kevin Gale, editor and publisher of South Florida Business and Wealth, your new source for business insights throughout the region. We go behind the headlines to deliver in-depth news and profiles of the region's economic movers. Visit us at sfbwmag.com or call me at 954-377-9566 to learn more. Again, that's 954-377-9566.
Hey, as a high-powered executive, I demand the best for my health, and I know you do too. And with the U Health Executive Physical, that's what you get. From the moment you schedule your appointment, you can expect unparalleled medical care and customer service from your own personal concierge. The concierge will guide you through your visit and create a customized preventive health plan that'll keep you feeling your best. For any follow-up care, you have direct access to the University of Miami's renowned programs in cardiology, sports medicine, and more. Trust UHealth to take care of you so you can take care of business. To schedule your executive physical, call 305-243-2738 today.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
And now, 880 The Biz Traffic.
We've got an accident. 95 is express lanes northbound at Northwest 103rd Street, and that means express lanes are now closed down from northbound out of downtown. So you're not going to be able to use those. Accident on the on-ramp is closed on the Palmetto Expressway southbound at Northwest 122nd Street. A disabled vehicle has the right lane blocked, the Dolphin Expressway eastbound just after Milam Dairy Road. For more traffic, follow us on Twitter at TotalTrafficMIA.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're kicking it around here at the turn of the show. Frank Rodriguez, the president of CCAM. He decided to stay. We're having a great time here talking commercial real estate. First Little Havana with Frank. And coming up right after my little UHealth read, we're going to go back to Chad Baza, who's the SVP of BVT. I love the way that kind of came out. And we'll talk about the U.S. Real estate perspective in the major East Coast cities that the Germans have. You know, UHealth, that's the University of Miami Health System. They're big, and they bring you the brightest minds and best care right here in South Florida. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens. UHealth is implantation soon in Naples. What sets UHealth apart is the comprehensive approach that they bring to healthcare. You might have several different doctors for a couple different health issues, but do you ever talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at UHealth, they do. They call it collaborative care. In fact, more than just collaborative care, UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatments to our community. You know, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. UHealth includes Baskin-Palmer Eye Institute, ranked number one by U.S. News & World Report for the past 11 years in a row, and the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center. If you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these guys. To discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you, call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more today.
Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
All right, we are back. I feel nice, like sugar and spice, but it ain't as good as Frank feels like, because Frank just told me a secret. Can I tell people, Frank?
Sure, go ahead. Why not?
Okay, Frank's going to let me tell you. He's closing in a couple of weeks on a big property in Little Havana as a principal. So whatever Frank was saying earlier in the show about buying in Little Havana, hopefully you took it to heart. We're back now. We've got Chad Baza. He's the SVP up at BVT. I just love saying that, Chad.
Good, I like that.
It's great. It's really like kind of like well-balanced. We talked a little bit about what BVT does, who BVT is, and, you know, your target markets are the big money center cities, New York, Boston, and D.C. What are you seeing going on in those markets? Because each one is kind of different.
Yeah, and they're all very, very expensive, as you know. And, you know, the acquisition market in those, or the acquisition climate in those markets are very difficult for anyone really to transact. And so what we have done is kind of look for those smaller boutique deals that are maybe not inside the Seaport District of Boston or Cambridge per se, but maybe in the neighborhoods that are just surrounding it. And we're doing the little value play in development right around the corner. And we feel like that is a better risk-adjusted return than trying to buy something at a, you know, at a 4 cap rate or a 5 cap rate that, you know, you have to rely on rent growth to really realize your investment. So
that's
what we're typically doing.
Yeah, I mean, if you can find something and build it to a 6 or a 7 and sell it for that 4 or 4.5 or 5, that sounds like a deal.
Yeah, and what we're doing is we're piggybacking off the larger developers that are bringing in value to the neighborhoods, and then we're just going right outside of those and using the kind of the marketing that they're doing for the neighborhood and going right outside of it and presenting a value to, in this case, multifamily tenants. So, you know, where it might be $5 in a foot per month, which is kind of outrageous, in Cambridge, we'll be in Somerville just outside that for $3.50. So, I mean, it doesn't sound cheap to most of us, but for those people living there, that is a value play.
I mean, you know, we're sitting here pushing $3 a foot in Miami, and we're barely able to make the numbers work. I guess we're going to be heading up to Boston to get the Boston rents. Too bad we don't have the Boston incomes to help support them. Now, Chad, what are you seeing in New York City? You got any ideas? You're looking at some deals up in New York. What might work in New York these days?
Yeah, I mean, when you say you're investing in New York, everybody thinks big office towers and everything else, and that's just, you know, that's for the world of the Blackstones and the other larger guys that can write big checks and have been in those markets for a number of years. And, you know, what we're doing is we're looking at Brooklyn, and we had been looking at Brooklyn for the last few years. And Williamsburg is already kind of right across on the L train, is already saturated with new projects.
Yes.
So we're having to actually expand outside of the Brooklyn neighborhoods. And what you find in Brooklyn are, you know, the industrial buildings that may need rehabbed, and you can still present kind of a loft-like environment for a renter. And those are the deals we're looking at there. And we're kind of even going down towards Park Slope and some of the other neighborhoods that have been traditionally owned that are condos. So we're trying to do rentals in those markets, those areas, because they're very attractive to young families that want to get out of the city and can't afford the rents. And talk about expensive, that's where Manhattan is getting pretty outrageous.
Yeah, it's I've had people tell me that you can't really live within 1 hour of Manhattan for a number that makes sense to most people. Frank,
right.
You got to put the cough button on,
it's quite difficult.
Man. Well, now Chad, Frank's sitting here. He's glad he's in Little Havana and not downtown Manhattan there.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Now, what's your thoughts on D.C., Chad? Because I know you've been doing deals there too.
In D.C., we have a little bit different structure. We have an established partner there that we trust, and we're looking at actually doing some office deals there. Those would be acquisitions, and we're kind of trying to source them a little bit more off-market, and so that we can understand the story a little bit better. And we've owned an office building there for a number of years and understand kind of how the leasing goes and how it is tied to government expansion and contraction. And, you know, it's a rental market that's very tough to understand, and we really have started really looking towards other asset classes there. So,
okay.
It's tough to kind of compartmentalize by neighborhood, but we like that area as well.
Now, you're physically located in an office in Atlanta. You've talked about the high barrier to entry markets of D.C., Boston, and New York. I guess Atlanta's the exact opposite.
Yeah, and it is definitely the case. We've actually never done a development deal here in Atlanta for multifamily, but we did retail deals back in the day. And it's the same with Houston. We had a leftover deal of the partnership I was talking about earlier, and we're actually going to exit that. So we are seeing the barriers to entry playing a very important role in our investments. And if you look at a development map, you can get them from, you know, these brokers that will tell you, look, here's, you know, 50 projects that are proposed, 20 of them will get built, and your product is, or your asset is not in the radius, but, you know, the renters don't just shop your little area. So you got to be very cognizant of what's going on in the whole area and the submarket. So So, it is very difficult, but there's no barriers to entry, definitely.
So what you seek is you seek an operating partner that's got capital that they can invest next to you, that can come in, that's got good track record, best in class, or a smaller best in class, and you look to work with them to deploy capital to get the most advantage and the highest return for your investors.
I couldn't have said it better. Yes, Jim, that's perfect.
Thank you. Well, that's great. Well, Chad, listen, if people want to learn more about BVT, you've got a website. U.S. people invest in any of your funds?
We have never had that happen, but we could always. We have been talking about it for a number of years, and we just haven't had kind of the bundle enough of the investors to really make a dent in some of the requests. But we are definitely, if you're interested, we can create some kind of feeder fund, definitely.
Well, I've got my checkbook ready. I'll be calling you and Harold tomorrow. Maybe we can cut a deal. Chad, thanks so much for being on the show, giving us the international perspective on some U.S. real estate investing. Really enjoy it. Look forward to coming up again to Atlanta real soon and seeing you, you know, hopefully in the next couple of months.
All right. Thanks, Jim. I appreciate it.
It's our pleasure. Chad Baza, SVP for BVT. I just love saying that. It's kind of balanced, you know. Here on Freed on Business with Frank Bello Rodriguez, our CCAM president, holding court with us as well. We'll be right back after this short break. I'm going to talk about summer and what I see coming up right after this. Thanks again, Chad.
I think...
All right, Kokomo. Let's go to Kokomo this summer. I'm going to the Keys. It's summertime. For crying out loud, it's raining. It's not raining. I'm going to the Keys. Frank's going to the Keys. We're all going to the Keys. Frank's going, hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you got to give your customers what they want. And the Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they know this. And that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my Infinities from them, and I got a bunch of them from these guys, I knew I was getting the best price each time because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of the package of benefits they call the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service. You even get a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
All right. You know, we talk about Lawrence Kids on the show all the time, and it seems like sexual assault and molestation against children are becoming more and more visible. I think I saw there was a sweep in Florida where they picked up 150 predators in just about a day and a half. It's out there. So look for the signs. Go to lawrencekids.org and learn what the signs are. Find out what you can do to protect your child from sexual abuse. 95% of child sexual abuse can be prevented by education. Get educated today. Go to lawrencekids.org to learn more.
Be at Marlins Park on Thursday, June 11th, as your Marlins open up a four-game series against the Rockies at 7:10. Take advantage of Seniors Free Ticket Thursdays, presented by Wellmax Medical Centers. All seniors 55 and older can get complimentary tickets or get the Subway $5 ticket offer. Just visit your local South Florida Subway restaurant and pick up your coupon to get a $5 Marlins ticket. And don't miss your Marlins June 11th. Go to Marlins.com to get your tickets today.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. It's the fourth quarter. We had this week the CCIM voice. We had Frank Melo Rodriguez. He makes the market out in Little Havana, and he's also the president of the CCIM. So Frank's going to join me here, and we're going to talk a little bit about summertime. And we also had Chad Bossi. He was the SVP of BVT. They're the German capital deployment vehicle for family offices, high net worth individuals, and big corporations. So if you want to hear more about what Chad had to say about the U.S. real estate market, listen to the show on my website, www.freedombusiness. And now we'll talk about how I know it's summertime. And the number one reason, the number one thing about summertime in Miami, other than the rain, is the Royal Point Siennas. And the development has been cutting down a lot of the Royal Point Siennas. You don't see as many as you used to, but they're out there. They're beautiful. And my favorites are the yellow ones and the blue ones. They've got the red ones everywhere, but if you can find a yellow one or a blue one or a purple one, that's what you should be looking for. If you really want to see some good Royal Point Siennas, go down to South Miami Avenue, just south of Brickell. Drive up and down. It's absolutely spectacular. Drive into Coconut Grove. It is just beautiful this time of year. And what else is there out there? Well, it's green. It's green because it's raining every day and the plants are finally coming back. I'll tell you something I'm not really looking forward to this summer. That's the election. I've had enough of this. I don't know if it's Hillary. I don't know if it's Billary. I don't know if it's Rand Paul. I don't know if it's Jeb Bush. I don't know if it's Marco Rubio. I just know it's a little bit early for all of this. The other thing is that there's no school. And what that means is if there's no school, there's not as much traffic. Notice I didn't say no traffic. Just not as much traffic. You still see those random knots of insanity. But it's been a little bit better the past week and a half. I'm already kind of getting tense, imagining how it's going to start ramping up again in early August. So let's see what else is there. Oh, my gosh, baseball. Baseball. And, hey, high five to the Gator softball team. Women's softball for Florida. I've been watching that. Those girls are awesome. Two in a row, high five to the Gator softball. But now we turn our attention to the Marlins. And Giancarlo Stanton leading the league in RBIs and batting under 225. Imagine what's going to happen for the Marlins when he catches fire and the rest of the guys start hitting. And when Alvarez and Fernandez come back, we still got a great second half of the season for entertainment. They're 10.5 back or whatever. I'm not sure they'll catch the leaders, but maybe they can make a play for the wild card. But go out to Marlins Park. I take my wife out. She's always asking me, when are we going? And I got all the Saturday night games for her because she likes to go out. We get our exercise. We get some entertainment. We get some good food. Hey, you know what else is here for summertime? Vacations. Vacations. I've already gone to Atlanta for a quick weekend. My wife and I are going to go to a couple of other waterfront destinations. Maybe we're going to attend a wedding that's going to be out in Napa Valley. High five, Charlie, on your wedding. So, and if we don't do that, we're going to do something. I got to get her up to the mountains, but we finally got my wife. We got over the travel hump. We got out of town. We figured out how to make sure that she's safe and secure, and we got her out of town. We had a great time. Oh, yeah. One of the things I always try to do at least once in the summer is go to Dolphins training camp, and it is hot out there, guys. Hot. Dolphins training camp, always hot. So what do you do after that? Huh? You go to the beach. The beach is just beautiful. You got to get out there. And what is the number one thing that I think you're going to see more and more of this summer? Buildings under construction. For the last 18 months, people have been pouring concrete and steel into the foundation. Now those buildings are rising. Go everywhere. Coconut Grove, Edge, Coconut Grove, the twisting towers. If you go and see anything, go to the Grove and see the terror groups twisting towers at the Grove building they're doing next to my office. Or go to Brickell, if you can get in or out of Brickell, and look at what city center's happening over there. It's just amazing. Downtown, a building that Zom is finishing in downtown. I got to go through all the deals. It's insane. It's just going crazy. So look for the cranes. They're everywhere. And with the construction, what does that mean? Hey, when it's summer, when it rains, I don't get my car washed anyway. But with all this dust from the construction and all the pollen, forget about it. I can't keep my beautiful Warren Henry car clean. So that's my list. Frank, what do you see coming up this summer?
Wow.
You like that?
That's amazing.
Roll with me, buddy.
Storm. So,
roll.
So basically, listen, the summer for me, long days. That's the first thing that I notice, and I enjoy them, and I get out to the pool, and I get out to the gym. It's a time to trim down. And
you're fit and trim. You're looking good, Frank.
Well, thank you. And then you know what? You got to do all the short trips. We're busy out buying real estate, and the summer is the best time to do it, right? Because it's hot, and everybody just wants to get disappeared out of here.
Less competition.
Exactly.
I take advantage.
The New York billionaires are out.
No. They left us our checkbook. I got their phone number, Frank. I got their phone number.
That's right, and all their CCIMs are here, too.
That is correct. They send their CCIM looking for deals.
So, you know, I take the short trips, and I'm actually going to go to the town of Doris Sutton, Chicago. And I'm going
to... high five to Doris. I want to go to Chicago, too, by the way. High five, Doris.
We were just talking about it, and I'm so excited. I'm taking my family out there.
It's great. I worked in Chicago. It's an amazing place. Make sure you go to the Industrial Museum, that Museum of Natural History. I went to the Industrial Museum. They got like a cave down there. You go down there, it'll blow things up. It's really awesome. Frank, we got a minute. Keep going.
I'm going to go. I wrote it down. So that's one of the things that I'm doing. I'm going to the Dominican Republic, my native land. And 4th of July. I love 4th of July.
I love the fireworks.
I look forward to that. I love pyrotechnics. I go out and buy as much as I can.
I'm concerned, Frank.
Well, not so much.
Okay.
I know. I love baseball also. And
Frank, I didn't know that. You're coming with me to a Marlins game.
We gotta go.
OMG. OMG,
right,
Frank.
That's right. I get out there, and it's a time to see the family, and we do that.
It's a great time to sit and talk.
Exactly.
Get to know who you went with. It's
Dominican.
A beautiful thing to do.
Dominicans, we
hey,
really,
now, I'm not a
really
xenophobe. Everybody loves everything.
Exactly. So that's – and the beach. You can't live in South Florida if you don't go to the
La
beach.
La Playa, see?
So that's part of the things on my list for the summer.
Well, listen, you know
Happy
what's the number one
everybody.
Thing on my list, Frank?
Yep.
The number one thing on my list is to thank you and the CCIMs for being sponsors of the show. Even D is giving me a high five. You know, D got a new car from Warren Henry. Part of it's because you're a sponsor.
Wow, that's phenomenal.
You see that? You're even helping D have a nice life there. I want to thank Kind Snacks. Kind, thank you so much for being a sponsor. U Health, South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine, the Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL alumni, the Miami Dolphins, the Miami Marlins, diving right in all the time. Social Media 305, the Aztec Group, Lauren's Kids, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies at the University of Florida, and then we got the University of Miami Health System. We call them U Health. But, of course, the number one people I always want to thank are listeners. There's a lot of you. There's more. You come up. People come up to me all the time at events, when I'm shopping, and they say, Jim, we love it. They tell me what they want to see. If you want to tell us what you want to see, I forgot a couple of sponsors, Magnum Energy Solutions and the Miami Dolphins. Oh, my gosh. I sold the Miami Dolphins. Anyway, so I want you to join our community. Give us feedback and comment on our Facebook page. Tell us who you want to hear from. You can tweet at me, at Jim Fried. The show's at Fried on Business. Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, the website keeps on going up. If you missed today's show, it'll be up on our webpage probably tomorrow, if not certainly Saturday. That's www.friedonbusiness.com. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us next week on 8:80 a.m. Thursday at 6 o'clock. Why? Because I love doing this, and Dee's going to meet me here. We got it down. We'll have a great show with U Health on. So remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. D, take it away. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. You see, you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off a Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Jim. Said I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy. My name is Willie McCoy. But down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money. And it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back.